We are going to take a 15-minute break, and when we come back, we will wrap up the final two proposal items and finalizations for today. All right, and welcome back, everyone. We're continuing our June 6th and 7th GF&P Commission meeting. If you're following along, we're on item number 12. This is the annual park entrance license options, and we have our Parks and Recreations Director, Jeff Van Meteren, who is with us today and who has been a great host showing us all over Yankton. So thank you, sir, and welcome.
Well, we love having you folks down to the Yankton area. Commissioner Cole's facilities were great to tour this morning, too. So, Madam Chair, again, Parks and Rec Director Jeff Van Meteren, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling. So, yeah, agenda item number 12, park entrance license fee options. Were this, as you know, this really came out of a rule change at the legislation, from the legislation this past winter. Senate Bill 55 was introduced by the department to kind of clean up a couple of options that just have been not really being utilized anymore and are a little problematic with our automation at our park entrances. So SDCL 4117.13 was amended and eliminated, number one, the option of to purchase a discounted second annual park entrance license through the coupon portion, and number two, to the ability to buy multiple unlimited discounted annuals through the common vehicle registration form process that we use. You know, just a couple comments about those two things. The stubs or the coupons, like a lot of folks like to refer to them, 85% of those went unused. They just weren't used anymore. Folks gave them away. They lost them. They threw them away. Our machines can't process them at the entrance. It takes a physical person to manage those. Our sales have been dropping 36% over the last 5 years. Secondly, while that's been going on, the popularity of folks just buying our double license, our combination license, two stickers at once, where they get the second one at half price, has been growing exponentially. So, we just felt it was time to do that. We have right around 600 people that take advantage of the multiple vehicle form, where they can buy those unlimited park licenses, and again, just a small number of people. This is really an opportunity, the rule proposal here, to clean up our rules to really match the legislation that was amended this past winter. So that's where we're at. With that, I guess I would take any questions.
Any questions for Mr. Van Meteren or comments? Seeing none from the commission.
Okay, this is the second reading, so we will finalize in July. So.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And with that, just a reminder, as Director Van Meteren mentioned, we will take finalization on this in July, so next month in Sioux Falls. We'll move down to item number 13, antelope hunting seasons, and we'll welcome back Andrew Norton, our Wildlife Program Administrator.